AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. CIA Director Gina Haspel is among the intelligence officials who are in Turkey to review the details of the death of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. The Saudis have said Khashoggi died in a brawl at its consulate in Istanbul. Turkish President Recep Erdogan disagrees.
There are indeed strong signs that the incident was not a momentary issue or a momentary result of something that erupted on site, but rather the result of a planned operation.
Erdogan spoke to lawmakers through an interpreter. A caravan of migrants is moving through Mexico, getting closer to the U.S. border. Meantime, in Houston, President Trump blames Democrats for the caravan and for immigration laws.
I'm stuck with it. I want to change it. But we have a tiny, tiny majority. I need the votes. We don't have enough votes.
Former President Barack Obama is getting ready for the midterms. He spoke in Las Vegas.
People of both parties and no party should be concerned with this current situation.
And Obama says the consequences of people not voting are dangerous.
Folks should want to see a restoration of honesty and decency and lawfulness to our government. They should want to see some checks on what's happening.
Obama didn't mention President Trump by name. There's a report out of Salt Lake City. A man suspected of shooting and killing a University of Utah student was found dead early this morning. The shooting happened outside a dormitory on campus. Pope Francis is laying the groundwork to open debate over whether priests should be allowed to marry. He'll be meeting with South American bishops next year, focusing on the plight of the church in the Amazon. In addition to the vocabulary, quick pick for dreamers.
Give me two quick picks, too. Please, you know, I want two quick picks. Yes, indeedy.
Make a million,
because here I am, folks. Take your last look at me.
The jackpot, a record $1.6 billion. This is AP Radio News. Matt Ryan completed his final 18 passes to lift the Atlanta Falcons to a 23-20 win at home against the struggling New York Giants. Coach Pat Shurmur says his Giants played well, but they've got to do better.
Did our guys do a lot of good things, but not enough to win? Yes. So the encouragement is to keep doing it and do more things right. Done. That's it.
Meantime, the Oakland Raiders traded wide receiver Amari Cooper to the Dallas Cowboys for a first-round draft pick. Over to baseball. Tonight in Boston, Game 1 of the World Series. Chris Sale pitches for the Red Sox. Clayton Kershaw for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Dave Roberts is back with the Dodgers in the World Series for the second straight year.
So proud of our guys for enduring this roller coaster of a season. There's a lot of people had their hand in this.
The Red Sox and the Dodgers are meeting in the World Series for the first time since 1916. The Red Sox defeated the Brooklyn Robins. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.